it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This runs from Dion in Fairfax. Dion writes, my husband is teaching our son how to drive, but he's not the most patient person. My son begged me to teach him instead, and my husband won't allow it. He said the world will not give our son choices, so we're not. Is this all about his ego?
Part of it, but it's also about a manly right. Stop babying your boy. Yeah, your boy wants you to teach him because you easy on him. But the world ain't going to be easy on your son. Please let your husband do this. He ain't got to be patient. The police ain't patient either. At all. Zip.
Okay.
Please get out the way and stop letting your boy whine. Do like your daddy say. Daddy trying to turn him into a man. Now he gonna fight that because it's hard. So he gonna go to mama. And now here you are already up in just, if he don't want to learn how to drive from his daddy, he can't drive. That's all. Ain't nothing wrong. That's what's wrong with these kids now. They soft, man. Mama, he hollering at me. Boy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My daddy taught me how to drive. My mama can't drive, so what? You talk about ain't got no patience. This how the lesson started.
Okay.
Now, boy, let me tell you something. We got one car. This car got to take your mama to church, and this car got to take me to work. You tear this car up, I'm going to tear your ass up. You better not hit nothing. I swear
you're a great
God,
driver.
You not hit nothing. Now, that's for the lesson start.
Yes.
That was a heavy burden.
This is the only advice he gave me. Most important thing you need in all the driving is that pedal in the middle called the brake.
Mm-hmm.
Touch it whenever you ain't sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. Moving on to Braylon in Tybee Island. Braylon writes, I went to my parents' home to wait out the storm, and my girlfriend went with me. I'm 28 and she's 27, and my dad made me sleep on the couch. We are grown and we live together. So what's the big deal about us sharing a bedroom?
Because you can't disrespect your father's house.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't married this girl. Now, if he got to teach you how to respect her in his house, then he will. He can't have two people in his house. In that bedroom, all them noises coming from out of there. That's why your father did it. It's called respect. That's something else, man, this generation don't want to hear. You can bring this girl over here, but hey, man, y'all can't sleep in the same bed. Your mama in here.
Not in my house.
That's all too, man. Mm-hmm. It's just respect, young brother. It's just respect.
One night don't hurt.
Damn, you over here just, you. Yeah, we grown. Well, if your ass is so grown, where your house, you could nestle down in for the storm. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where your grown ass house at?
You nestling at your daddy,
well,
huh?
He evacuated. Maybe it was safer. Maybe the parents live in a safer area.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, where your safe ass money at?
Okay. All right.
For the hotel.
You know, all this. You know, a whole lot of places. You know, so you know. Where your second home at?
Ooh, balling.
Okay. Man, I'm telling you, man, y'all, it's just respect, bro. Just,
yeah.
It ain't but a couple nights.
Yeah.
Sleep on the couch.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to Latricia.
I couldn't even question my father.
At all. At all.
Daddy, why? Pop.
You didn't even get it out. Why?
Why?
All right. Latricia.
Why to my father? Why?
Just do as I say. That's it. That's all.
Wow.
All right. Latricia in Hoboken writes, I'm sleeping with a deadbeat that never has any money. He can barely pay my cell phone bill every month, and it's getting on my nerves. He thinks he shouldn't have to help me out financially. He pays his child support. So shouldn't he pay me?
Pay you.
Well, pay you unless you're in a different line of work that you didn't put in the letter.
Shouldn't not in there.
Pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Pay you is a different form of work.
Mm-hmm.
See, he pay his child support because he's responsible for the child.
Mm-hmm.
He's not responsible for you yet. But always remember, a coach told me this one time, you're going to play like you practice. He said, boy, if y'all ain't getting this play right at practice, what the hell make you think you're going to get it right in the game? Because them people on and game day, they going to try to do everything in their power to make sure you don't get this play right. So now if you got a man that's practicing being what you think is supposed to be your husband, and this is how he practiced, this is how he going to play. He finna, why should you a whole lot of other time? Why should we pull out? He's a deadbeat. He's a deadbeat, yeah. And you a pro. Okay.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Last one. You almost got it out. Last one. Yeah. Daphne in Jacksonville writes that my neighbor's dad hit my mailbox, and they think I should forgive him because he's old. I am expecting them to do the right thing and replace the bricks around my box. Is that too much to ask? Would I be wrong to get a police report?
Well, your neighbor should repair that. I mean, that's the neighborly thing to do.
Yeah.
Now, if your old ass daddy can't see, then they old ass daddy don't need to be behind the wheel. He'd have hit the whole mailbox.
Yeah.
You know, that could have been a car, which is way more expensive. Mm. That could have been a person taking out the garbage. Mm-hmm. His old ass don't need to be driving. Now, I know I will forgive him. As a matter of fact, I forgive your father. Mm-hmm. But y'all got to pay for this damn mailbox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have to, that's the right thing to do is to pay for the mailbox.
Yeah.
Right.
At least offer to pay for it.
Yeah.
There ain't no offer. Offer accepted.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Here's right. the quote.
Yeah. No. No, you have to pay for this mailbox. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. He old, so you know. No, he old. His old ass got some money, though.
No, he ain't old. He old.
Yeah, but if he doesn't, she's going to get a police report?
Old people have money. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Old people have money. Old people that's that old, they've been around a long time. They know how it feel to be broke. They stops that. He got some money somewhere.
Okay.
And it's in an unconventional place. Police. Look in the basement under the steps.
You're bound to find something there. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.